interrupt our program to bring you this
bulletin from
Rosie on the House.
On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, I don't know about you, but I drove in through what I think some people refer to as light rain showers. It's been a while. I can't remember. Is that the term we call it, rain?
I had four drops on my windshield when I went out to get in the car.
I had a few more than that, and I can tell I missed the good stuff because there was standing water.
Oh, good.
Like on the ground.
Somebody got it, huh?
So what a relief. We've got a little bit of moisture. Hopefully we get more and lots of it. We got a great email in at Rosie on the House this week from somebody who was at the original Crawfish Festival back at Willow Springs. That goes back 18 years, I think.
Wow.
Said they've lived in their home 30 years and thought Rosie was snowing his audience on the subject of condensation and how much comes out of...
What was I doing?
He used the word snowing. I've never heard that before.
Snow jobbing, you know. You're full and fast one.
That's okay. What it means. So he was suspicious of my information?
That there's not that much condensation that comes out of your air conditioner.
Oh.
So I wanted to put him to the test. I placed a 3-gallon bucket under the drain pipe and game on. So the first two times I checked it, the bucket was overflowing. The last two, it was an inch from the top. That's 12 gallons if my math is correct. I apologize for even questioning it. That's 12 gallons onto plants without using the hose. Free water. You're the man. Now, if you were to tell me Loch Ness Monster lives in Encanto Park, I'd probably believe it.
So he thought I was exaggerating the condensate produced.
Yes.
Well, we proved him right. We proved us right, right?
He proved us right, yes.
He proved us right.
Yes.
It is a lot of water. And I meant to ask Paul, when he was talking about water harvesting into a living pond, why couldn't you use condensate and root it out there?
A lot cleaner than rainwater.
Oh, it would. It would. I mean, an air conditioner right now could be producing 10 to 15 gallons of water a day.
Depending on the size and what you're trying to cool to and how hard the unit's working. On social media this week...
What's that guy's name? Just
somebody,
so I know.
Who, David.
David the Doubter.
From Mesa.
From Mesa.
One of our loyal followers on social media this week referred Rosie on the House in East Valley Floors to a Gilbert homeowner looking for all new floors. Said they had used East Valley Floors before and only used Rosie Contractors. So to that person, thank you for extending our efforts of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend to this new homeowner. And then on YouTube, we learned something new this week. We got banned for one of our videos for copyright infringement. And we're like, how? What? No.
Well, we got in all kind of trouble this week.
This was a private meeting to our partner network. How is that a copyright infringement? You start digging. We started the video stream about 2 minutes before the presentation just to make sure everything was working. During that 2-minute period of time, the background music Gary had on the PA had part of a Beatles song in it.
Oh, that's...
I get by with a little help from my friends. It fits the...
It fit every, perfect.
Yeah, it fit perfectly, but...
So the algorithms pick up this sound.
Isn't that cool?
And they banned our video. And it's a private one. You can... When you post to YouTube, you can have it public. Anyone can see it. You can have it private, so only people with a password can see it. Or you can have it unlisted, where only people that are given the URL code can see it. And it was unlisted. So it wasn't like it was something we had posted to public, but still.
Not out on the public domain.
Yeah, this isn't something that was going to ever get more than 100 views, and they shut us down.
Wow.
So, learning lesson for anyone else out there that uses YouTube to communicate with a large network.
They did shut us down, but they're exactly right. But it went way over my head that, oh, what if this gets out on the internet? I never thought about it. Never thought about it.
Neither did we, but lesson learned. Our top selling items this week, we have a tie for the first time. Our Thorn Armor gloves and our Earth Talon products tied. The farthest we sent the Earth Talon shovel to Sumner, Maine. about 2.5 hour drive from Dr. Leo Marvin's home, Eugenius, and then the Hex Armor to Pomona. I wonder if that was John McCain's retired police chief. So we've got products going to opposite ends of the coast.
Wow. Right out of the little e-commerce store at RosieOnTheHouse.com, specializing in unique tools that we found work particularly well, really for Arizonans. But I guess a shovel will work good in Maine.
It will. And that is the trencher, the new trencher that's a new line to the Earth Talon products. This is the last week. It's our featured product of the month. We'll have a new one next month, and we post those at I think it's a 15%. I'll have to verify that with Jen for the month that it's featured. And the funny thing about that is shipping is such a pain to ship one of them. No one else does it. And that's the only reason we keep it, because you can't find it anywhere else. And there's obviously a demand, because we do move a fair amount of them. Originally designed in Chino Valley to dig through caliche. So it makes digging a whole lot easier. And then we've got bottom of the hour news break. So we'll be back with more of your questions, calls, and comments at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.